Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This week, I'm at Spoonful Desserts in Creve Coeur with the owner, Monica Lee, and her specialty is Korean desserts. So we're going to investigate that. Thanks for inviting me over.
Yeah, welcome in. We're technically in our office right now, which is next door, and you can see that it's filled with a bunch of boxes and desks and whatnot. But yeah, welcome in at least.
Yeah, well, give me some history. I know there's got to be a good story to this. So let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about your story.
Oh, okay. So I was born and raised here in St. Louis. I went to Ladue High School. And after graduating from college, I went to live abroad in China. But from there, I was more like a springboard for me to travel everywhere else in that region, but also in Europe. And there, I just got to eat a lot and taste a lot of different things, experience so many new cultures and whatnot. And then COVID landed me back here in St. Louis with my family. And you know, I ended things with my corporate job in the middle of the pandemic here. And then my cousin at Juju, who owns it, asked me to come help him manage the restaurant as he had just recently bought it. And from there, I had started to get ideas for a dessert cafe. I mean, everywhere else in the world has a dessert cafe. And during my travels, if I was in a city with a significant international presence, I would find a bingsu cafe to eat this bingsu.
And what is that?
Bingsu is a Korean shaved ice that's dairy based. So think lighter than ice cream, but richer than a snow cone. And usually top it with fruits or mochi and soybean powder and sweet red bean paste, among other things. But yeah, so we went, I got the idea from working at my cousin's restaurant, and then I think a year and a half later, I opened Spoonful two doors down. And soon after, I was able to take over the lease of the spot right in between our two stores, which was very necessary because we didn't have enough supplies to keep up with the demand and everything we were turning out. And we just needed a space where we can quietly, as we are now, talk and discuss and make plans for the future of Spoonful.
Well, let's get to the basics. What do you serve that is a Korean dessert?
So we serve bingsu. Like I said, it's a Korean shaved ice that's dairy-based. And that's a relatively newer dessert, even in Korea. It's based off of an old just shaved ice dessert that's more traditional. We also sell taiyaki, which is originally from Japan. But when Japan colonized Korea, it was brought over, and now it's just as Korean as it was Japanese. So it's a popular street food that it's essentially a stuffed mochi waffle. In Korea, it's traditionally stuffed with sweet red bean paste, Here, we like to stuff it with all different types of things, including Nutella. That's our favorite American twist. And then this is not strictly Korean, but we also sell coffee and bubble tea, which is what the kids are all drinking these days. It's just essentially a fruit tea with all these different additives and toppings.
So how long have you been open?
We've been open 3 years now, which is crazy. It feels like a lot longer.
And how did you choose this spot?
That is a good question. Well, I was first looking during COVID, at the height of COVID. There was a lot of empty spaces during that time. I really wanted it to be near a Korean or at least an Asian restaurant because it's really nice to just walk over from one spot to another. As I've experienced living in cities, that's what I would do all the time. So I wanted to have that same experience for my customers. And, you know, it just made sense that Juju is right next door, my cousin's restaurant. And the rent worked out. The landlords were great. So that's where we landed. It wasn't the most optimal when we first picked it because it was just all empty inside. So it was very expensive to rip up the concrete and add plumbing, add full electrical. But at the end, it definitely worked out.
It seems like I was just noticing this restaurants here in the shopping center. There's more than one Asian restaurant, isn't there?
Yes. So shortly after we moved in, CM Chicken and Songs, which is a popular Korean fried chicken and hot dog franchise, moved in, as well as Bombay Foods.
Korean chicken and hot dogs.
Yeah, technically corn dogs. Yeah, they're a popular franchise. Right. Yes, the fried chicken is quite good, and it's, you know, Koreans are known for several different types of food, but fried chicken is one of them. And yeah, Bombay, right down the spot there. We've got another bar also moved in, Love Wu, down there as well. So it's great to see, though, because when we first took over the spot here, I think there was like 40% vacancy in this plaza. And now to see it filled up makes me feel good about the state of St. Louis in general, but also just small businesses as well.
Is there a strong Asian American community in this area in particular, or in St. Louis in general?
I would say so. I would say most of the East Asian populations that I know of are more based in the West County, at least for Koreans and some Chinese populations. They're based out here. I know I grew up out here, and my family now lives in the Ladue area. But for example, my parents' Catholic church is right down the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Before it was further up Olive where that Costco was, or Costco is, the new Costco in U City. That's where the Catholic church was, the only Korean Catholic church. And now it's down here. And since most of the Korean community is based around there.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Their churches. I know that they're here because all the Korean churches are around here in the West County area.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a second location in Edwardsville, Illinois, right? Yeah, right near the SIUE campus.
That's a seems like a good spot.
Yeah, it's great. It's definitely a different demographic. I mean, it's a completely different state, but it's worked out really well. We share this space with Pokemunch, which is a locally owned poke place here in St. Louis. Yeah.
Well, that seems like a good combination, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, poke is quite healthy and desserts, yeah. Maybe not so much, but it works out, you know. Yeah. So,
how long has that location been open?
A little over a year now, which is crazy to say.
So do you have to go back and forth all the time?
These days, not so much. In the early days, I did all the time. My car broke down.
It's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving. I now have a hybrid for that reason. But now my managers pretty much handle everything over there. Just because they know the area very well, they have creative ideas that they tailor to Edwardsville and the Edwardsville community. So I've just given them free rein over most of the decision-making there, and it's really worked out. So I'm quite confident over there with our team.
What's your next phase?
Ooh, okay. So our next phase is we're going to release new menu items again. We just keep expanding. We have these sparklers that are going to come out.
Sparklers?
Yes, they're sparkler drinks. So they are infused with carbonated water.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be less sweet than bubble tea.
Okay.
Because at this age, I can't drink bubble tea every day. No way. Yeah. And I think a lot of our customers are going to like it as well. It's also very common in Korea for them to have these sparkler lines as well. And I've yet to fully see it here. So I'd like to introduce that. Beyond that, I need to start making some repairs to our Creve Coeur location based on my inexperience. My choice is made out of inexperience when I first built Spoonful. Now that I know better, I'm going to invest in better floors, probably a better countertop, for our baristas to work on, and then try to get some booth seating, but also tear down this wall we have here so that I can expand the space into the space we're sitting in now, so that we can introduce a brand new concept as well and, you know, get more seats in here. That's our biggest complaint that we really can't do anything about.
What would that be, the brand new concept? Is that a secret?
I don't know if I should say.
Something different than dessert?
Something in the same vein as what we're doing now. Not different, but something that it's not like a new, brand new idea to the United States, but it's something I've been toying with since the early days that I've just shelved because of lack of space and the fact that I more selfishly wanted bingsu here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how big is bingsu in the United States?
Not very big. I think most people are not familiar with it. I mean, ice cream is obviously going to be, you know, number one in the States. It's just like an American tradition. One that I love, too. But it's more well known in like the Korean communities, and beyond that, the East Asian communities. Also because I think the struggle with a lot of cafes that they have with bingsu is no one really makes them dairy free, which is one of our struggles too. Whereas with ice cream, you have all these different creative flavors, even dairy free options, low sugar, etc.
And you can't do that?
We can. It's just very difficult and expensive for a smaller shop, a smaller business, like many bingsu brands and cafes are in the United States. So, yeah, bingsu is not very big at the moment. But I think with the rise of, you know, the popularity of K-pop and Korean dramas, you're going to start seeing more options for bingsu as well. I mean, I've seen bingsu pop up at non-Korean cafes here in St. Louis as well. Yeah, I have.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting, right? Yeah. What a coincidence.
Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Well, right now we are trying to focus on fundraising for the tornado relief efforts that just happened. I was out of town when they hit, but, you know, part of being in St. Louis is it's such a small town and you don't want to see your neighbor suffering. Mm-hmm. So we've partnered with the Asian American Chamber of Commerce to, help diners, you know, raise money for the cause. They would just have to mention AACC or even the Tornado Relief Fund, and we'll donate a majority of the proceeds of their purchase to the relief fund. Separate from that, we will also be compiling our own donations to that, just because, you know, we're from St. Louis and we got to take care of our city and our town, and you know, what happened was really, really devastating.
It was.
Yeah. And we want to make sure, you know, we make St. Louis rebuild from that, too. So, yeah, that's the main thing. And then, you know, stay tuned for the other changes we're going to make at Creep Corps. Some of them I can't mention.
And the organization you mentioned is the Asian American
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce. Okay.
Yes. Jeff Wade, the current head, reached out to me over the weekend there to see if I would participate, and he got a bunch of us on board, namely, you know, Munsuk So of Drunken Fish, Phil from Saucy Porka. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it's a great, great idea. And even though we're not physically located in the impact area, sure, it's still important to be a part of it. I mean, we are from St. Louis, so... Yeah, Jeff Wade did a great job on that.
Monica Lee, the name of the place is Spoonful. It's in Creve Coeur. Korean desserts. I want to go try this bingsu now. So can I go do that now?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.